Welcome back to the show. Russ Evans, Pat Roney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. And joining us now on the line, as he does each and every week, is the sports professor, Rick Caro, as it's time for our sports, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. But the venerable Rick Caro is an attorney. Rick, good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How are you?
We're doing great. Let's talk a little golf here. And Commissioner Tim Fincham of the PGA Tour, before the season started, realizing that it's a down economy, asked all his tour members, his players, to play in more events to try to drive revenue and help out the sponsors who are struggling right now dollars-wise. And 5 months into the season, doesn't seem like his message hit home. You take a look 2 weeks ago at the Valero Texas Open, not one single top 10 player in the world rankings was there. Last week at the Byron Nelson, only Vijay Singh among the top 10 players in the world. Tim Fincham, he's probably not going to be happy with what he sees, what tournaments his players are playing in.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is the commissioner has some moral power. We all understand that. But to say, all right, guys, you got to play a few more tournaments. These guys are now making millions of dollars thanks to Tiger and the corporate sponsorships and, to at least an extent, up until last year, the economy. And so you got to make it worth their while. The championships like the CA Championship and others will provide some financial incentive for the big boys to play the biggest tournaments. But the Valero Texas Open and some of the middle-level tournaments they perceive are just not worth playing and giving up a weekend of endorsements and family.
Joe Ogilvie came up with a plan, you know, to award some kind of points, sort of like the FedEx Cup, but a little bit different, and it actually award more points for these lesser tournaments like the Valero and try and give some kind of, I guess, a monetary or a trophy, something at the end of the year for whoever has the most points in this thing. I don't know if that's going to work either, but Fincham asked these guys nicely, and they're not really responding. Is this going to, down the road, be a real problem for golf, or is this just going to be the way it's going to be that, you know, Tiger and Phil and those guys are just going to play 12 to 15 tournaments a year, and that's it?
Two leverage points. The first leverage point is if the FedEx Cup ever means enough to motivate the players and then tweak it year to year, where they really penalize players for not playing quantity, not just quality. That's one way to do it. The other way to do it is if corporations decide that appearances and multiple television appearances are so important, they put minimums in sponsor contracts. And while Tim Fincham doesn't have control over that, there may be some kind of system where sponsors understand how important it is to get together and say, we're going to require you to appear a certain number of times. I don't think either one of them is likely, but those are the two ways you can force something to happen.
Russ Evans and Pat Roney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. It's our sports, business, and law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And we're joined on the line by our good buddy, the sports professor, Rick Caro. Golf World Magazine has a great little article in their issue this week. They break it down in regards to the top 50 players in the world rankings. David Toms really gets a gold star because he has played in four events this year that previously, over the last 3 years, 2006 to 2008, he hadn't played in at all. So far this year, the Bob Hope Chrysler Classic, the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am, the Arnold Palmer, and last week at the Byron Nelson, four events for David Toms that he's added to his schedule that weren't there over the last 3 years. As for the guys in the top 50 that haven't been doing so well, Vijay, Sergio, and Sean O'Hare have all skipped at least three events in 2009 that they played in at least twice over the last 3 years. So the net result, as we spoke about, is really no change. I think there's another storyline regarding the PGA Tour missing stars, and it's an unfortunate story this year, as was the case last year. Last year, the reason they were without world number one Tiger Woods was because of a knee surgery, and he was out for the better part of 8 months. This year, the scenario is world number two, Phil Mickelson, and the unfortunate situation in his life is his wife, Amy, has been diagnosed with breast cancer, and he might be gone for the rest of the season.
The problem is that neither of those were cases where the player deliberately wanted to step away from the tour or say, we don't like the structure anymore. It's a very unfortunate physical issue with Tiger and a family issue with Phil. Both situations, but it couldn't have come probably at a worse time for the PGA Tour. Although, if you believe the economy is turning around, then we'll see in the future the PGA Tour sponsorships happening as well. But it is cyclical, and just like Commissioner Fincham was a bit lucky that the sponsorship contracts weren't terminable until 2010, there are 20 deals, on the other hand, that are coming up for renewal this next year. 10 of them are with banks and auto dealers. So he's got some issues that go way beyond the health of one player.
Rick, taking aside the sponsorships, which you can't, but let's take them aside for a second. How are the TV ratings for a lot of these events, specifically these last 3 weeks with the Texas swing, with, like Russ said, no real top 10 players playing in these? How are the TV ratings over this last three-week period?
Well, you know, as you might expect, they're a bit lower, and it used to be where, you know, the Byron Nelson and the, you know, the Houston Open, the Shell Houston Open, whatever it would be called at that point, were can't-miss events. Now, because of the schedule, ironically, you streamline all three Texas events in 1 month. You put it in a month where it's only unbearably hot, not astronomically unbearably hot, and then, you know, you move the Valero from San Antonio to the from the funny season into the middle of the year. And because these top 50 guys basically don't need to play every week, they decide, well, we're going to miss one. Well, if we miss one, why don't we miss two or three in the same location? Nobody knew the impact of the schedule. Now we'll see what happens as we get closer to, you know, a major a month, and we're heading into the heavier major season. So we may not see that happening, but we'll have to look at it.
Russ Evans and Pat Roney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic, joined on the line by the sports professor, Rick Caro, who joins us each and every week at this time for the Sports, Business, and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And, Rick, real quickly before we let you go, funny story last week, funny ha-ha, but not so funny for the Denver Nuggets and the Pepsi Center. There was a scheduling conflict because the Nuggets made the Western Conference Finals, and one of their games against the Lakers last Monday night at the Pepsi Center, there had been scheduled a WWE Monday Night Raw wrestling event. WWE rescheduled their event and moved it to the Staples Center in L.A., and I thought it was brilliant. WWE Chairman Vince McMahon, basically the old adage that any publicity is good publicity, took this as an opportunity to get more exposure for the WWE, and on that Monday Night Raw event last Monday in L.A. that had to be moved from Denver, one of his main events was a five-on-five match, and the five wrestlers on one team were wearing Nuggets jerseys, and the five wrestlers on the other team were wearing Lakers jerseys.
He is a classic promoter. He went after Denver Nuggets owner Stan Kroenke and said, you shouldn't have booked this arena. You should have believed in the Nuggets. Well, as it turns out, he believed in them you know, probably only a week or longer than he actually had to, because they're now gone. But look, the Cavaliers were almost blown out by Yanni. The Yanni tour went to Pittsburgh, and it changed the dates of those games. The Jets had a couple of games scheduled by the NFL at the peak of the high Jewish holidays. The Cardinals had a game, home game, within a 48-hour contract period of the Fiesta Bowl, which was against the contract. So, in this economy, everybody's trying to maximize revenues, and it does mean booking things on dates where you're taking risks that other people may already have commitments there, and that's the core of the problem.
Well, don't worry, Rick. We will never book Yanni during your time slot here on the
Whoa,
Golf
wait
Exchange.
A minute, Wes. I don't know about that.
Hey, look, if you're booking Yanni during my time slot, I'm singing.
Maybe Kenny G on the Golf Exchange, but no Yanni. He is the sports professor, Rick Caro, joins us each and every week here during this time slot, the Sports, Business, and Law segment, sponsored by the law firm of McDonald Hopkins in West Palm Beach. And I am not a lawyer. I'm a non-lawyer spokesperson for the law firm of McDonald Hopkins. Rick, as always, thank you so much for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
Great stuff there from Rick, as always, during our Sports, Business, and Law segment. And, Pat, you know, Tim Fincham's message, at least through the first half of this year, pretty much falling on deaf ears. You know, it doesn't seem like the pros are really going that far out of their comfort zone to try to bring more revenue to the PGA Tour, to try to play a couple more events, to try to help out these sponsors of these tournaments who right now are really hurting.
Russ, I'm not going to say this is going to be a major problem. I just think it's a reality of life. I think the money is so good now. The money, and it's not going to get less. It's just going to keep getting good and better. That these guys have the financial wherewithal that they do not have to play 20, 25 times like they used to. Jack Nicklaus used to play, I believe, you know, pretty much every week. He would take occasional weeks off. But Jack and Arnie and Gary Player, they needed the money. The purses were not that good at the time. They had to play in pretty much every event to be able to maintain a lifestyle as a professional golfer. These guys today do not. And I'm not taking anything against Phil Mickelson. You know, he needs to be with his family right now. But something like a personal issue in the old days, he might have to be playing just to, you know, maintain to you know, if he needs money for health care or whatever. And he doesn't have to. He has the luxury now that he doesn't have to do that. So he may take the whole year off, whereas in the old days, I'm talking 30 years ago, guys didn't have that luxury. So I don't know what the solution is. I don't know if trying to reward these guys with extra points for these certain tournaments is going to motivate them to play. I just think, and you know, I espouse a shorter schedule, a tighter schedule, you know, bigger events, make each event special. I may get my wish because I just can't foresee a PGA Tour going from January to October, 10, 15 years from now with literally the top 50 guys playing in, you know, maybe 3 months worth out of that 8 month slot. I just don't know if, unless you're going to have just a different type of tour, where you're going to have like a minor leagues and a major leagues. It might not be a bad thing. I think you'll get the star power. Obviously these guys aren't listening to him. They're doing what they've always done. That's, you know, Tiger's going to take a month off. He's taking a month off between the last time he played and the Memorial, and that isn't good for golf.
Right. All right. We're going to take a quick break right now. We're coming right back, embarking on hour number two, 9 o'clock hour means it's time to go inside the ropes, PGA National Resort and Spa. Inside the Ropes segment is up next. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic.